People are just wanting change. The rich people want it, poor people want it, everybody wants change. Our country is really doing poorly. We're a laughing stock all over the world, and we're going to get that change very quickly. And this has been some incredible evening before it even starts, because people, they wanted to contribute to a cause of making America great again, and that's what's happened. We're going to make America great again. Everyone knows it. The election's going to be in now a little more than 6 months, and it's going to be the most important, I believe, election we've ever had. I think it's going to go down as the most important date in the history of our country. That's November 5th will be the most important date in the history of our country. And thank you very much. Thank you very much for being here.
Welcome back to Inside Four Walls. Sorry about the delayed start. The timer was a little behind. That being said, welcome back to the show. Now, I had wanted to record about this topic before this event had happened, but didn't get around to it. I had some software issues, as some people on BitChute saw. I was uploading some test footage, just random, useless videos that mean nothing. But I pretty much only put that kind of stuff on BitChute. Again, I want to see BitChute grow to the level where it can actually sort of be like a... You know how back in the day, early on, you had YouTube versus Dailymotion, the two just kept fighting with each other to try and see who would, like, one would upgrade, the other one would, like, copy that upgrade but slightly better, X, Y, and Z, you know, the competition, right? I want to see BitChute and Rumble replace a lot of the modern streaming videos online, like YouTube and Twitch and whatnot, but, you know, you gotta help BitChute grow. So it can keep, it needs to at least catch up to Rumble, which it seems to be doing right now. And BitChute's one of my favorite platforms I upload to and watch videos on, you know. It's a lot like old school YouTube. That being said, let's get into it, right? I saw the articles pulled up so we can see how it was going to be reported beforehand, and all the wild predictions versus how things turned out in the wash, and more details about this as we go. So let's get into it. No longer breaking, it's a couple days old. Trump raises over $50.5 million at Palm Beach dinner. Smashing records. I remember when Joe Biden got that $22 million and some change amount of his fundraiser about a week prior to this. All a handful of people I know who were pretty lefty in my life were like, that broke records. It's like, not even really. Furthermore, have you guys seen the, like, oh, Trump's not getting making it. Which is wild to me, right? I'm like, yeah, well, Trump's got a big event coming up too. Let's see what happens with that event, right? I was like, oh, he won't make any money on that. Like, really? You really think that? Because you said that about the sneakers, the NFTs, both sets of the NFTs. You also said he wouldn't make Bond. Like, it was just this laundry list of things you keep saying that he won't do that he does. So, yeah, I'm going to do another. Like, you really think? Man. And they say, one of them made a comment where they're like, oh, you really think, why you think derangement syndrome is thinking Trump's horrible? Well, I think he's thinking he's great. I'm like, I don't think he's great. I think he's above average politician. But come on. And then this happened, and I was like, so, what do you guys think? Fucking crickets. Well, a couple of persnickety little comments where I was like, well, it's a one-time thing. Maybe, but again, it's a one-time thing is what they keep saying when it comes to, like, the NFTs, the shoes, even his perfumes. Some people didn't even know he sold the fuck out of them, too. Again, all this shit they keep saying, like, he can't do, but he does. I find it wild at this point. We're almost 10 years into this shit. 2 years, right? Hell, he announced in 2015, we're in 2024, so next year will be the 10-year anniversary of him running for political office. And it's just like, after 10 years, really? Alright, man. It's like, when they say, we got him this time, sure you do. That fucking, uh-huh. How you figure? But let's continue on. Quote, today, the Trump campaign and the Republican National Committee, RNC, announced that President Trump's Palm Beach dinner will raise over $50.5 million. The amount is double that of Joe Biden's recent New York City fundraiser. By the way, not only that, Joe Biden had to roll out the entire Epstein reunion thing. You know what I mean? He got Bill Clinton, Obama, good old Barry. And then insulin-resistant Bill Cosby, Lizzo, which led to her announcing that she was retiring from music, which she came out on like April 1st and goes, actually, I'm not retiring. But then she's been quiet ever since. So was the April Fool's joke that you weren't retiring or that you are retiring? You know what I mean? And even then, after that whole Banana Gate shit, where it turned out that she was, like, you know, allegedly sexually assaulting and fat shaming and making her backup dancers watch her put bananas up orifices. Dig through that. That's your own homework to do. God. Anyway, that's one way to get potassium, I guess. Then she kind of went quiet. All these fat bitches that were like, oh, well, you know, Lizzo's a fat woman of power that helps us fat bitches feel like we're seen, because there ain't never been a fat bitch in music before. And I'm over here like, Mama Cass? Mamas and the Papas? Like, I mean, she existed. She was a fat bitch. I mean, she died pretty young for a reason. What the fuck? It's like when Adele lost weight, it was like they took a personal fucking wound because some fat bitch wasn't representing these other fat bitches. All the fat bitches got all hurt about it. It's wild. Then Lizzo came up. She got dunked on by a bunch of people. The left came out and shat all over, like, oh my god, you're there with fucking Genocide Joe. And all these BLM people that were, like, super pro Lizzo for a while were all of a sudden like, oh, now she's with colonizers. And they dumped. Oh, boy. I don't know what compels celebrities to really weigh in politics the way they do sometimes. But, you know, it is what it is. It's always entertaining for me to watch. Thomas Stevenson. April 6, 2024. We have other articles to get into, but we won't really read through them. I'm just going to pull them up and show you kind of the points I was going to make with them. For President Donald Trump and groups behind him smashed fundraising records at the West Palm Beach fundraiser dinner on Saturday. The amount was double that of President Joe Biden's recent New York City fundraiser. Is this a video? Yes, it is. Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the best ways that you can support us here...
Hold on. Alright, that video has very little to do with the actual topic. It is interesting. Maybe we'll come back to it later. In a press release from the Republican National Committee, the announcement made about the record-breaking fundraiser, quote, by the way, I have some update about them, too, quote, today, the Trump campaign and the Republican National Committee, RNC, announced that President Trump's Palm Beach dinner will raise over $50.5 million, smashing every fundraising record in history, for Republican or the Democrats. This comes after Biden's desperate New York event took three presidents to raise just $25 million. And as Trump's, and not only that, again, insulin-resistant Lizzo and a couple other little weird features like that. Yeah. As the Trump campaign and RNC's smash dollar fundraising program continues to grow each month, the release stated, quote, or continued on, Trump campaign senior advisor Chris Lascivia, and Susie Wiles said, quote, tonight will be an incredible night for President Trump and the Republican National, or the Republican Party, my apologies, raising an astonishing $50.5 million. They added, quote, meanwhile, after locking up the nomination in one of the fastest primaries in modern political history, Donald J. Trump is winning poll after poll and proving that the enthusiasm is on his side. It's clearer than ever that we have the message, the operation, and the money to propel President Trump to victory on November 5th. To be fair, November 5th, I wish it was going to be a one-day voting thing. That's just going to bleed over. There's going to be tons of lawsuits from both sides. But hey, free content! Anyway, RNC chairman, a lot of work as a precinct delegate on my end, though. Boy, they. But moving on, a lot of arguments at 2 a.m. RNC chairman Michael Watley, my apologies, and co-chair Laura Trump spoke to what Americans have perceived as Biden's largest failures in the polls, namely the border and the economy. Quote, the Republican Party is united behind the efforts to elect President Donald J. Trump. And Americans are lining up to join the movement and retire crooked Joe Biden. Once and for all, they added. Trump reacted to the amount raised at the event on Truth Social as well. Right here from Trump over on Truth. Biggest night in fundraising of all time. We'll double up the Biden number of it last week's ratio, or last week at Radio City. Whatever, I'm just going to do it regular. Biggest night in fundraising of all time. We'll double up the Biden number of last week at Radio City. People are desperate for change. They want to make America great again. DJT. In a statement made prior to the fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago, Trump said that the upcoming 2024 election will be the most important election we've ever had. President Trump makes statement outside a fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago with this little video right here.
He is just arriving now. Let's listen in.
We're going to get that change very quickly. And this has been some incredible evening before it even starts, because people, they wanted to contribute to a cause of making America great again, and that's what's happened. We're going to make America great again. Everyone knows it. The election's going to be in now a little more than 6 months, and it's going to be the most important, I believe, election we've ever had. I think it's going to go down as the most important date in the history of our country. That's November 5th, will be the most important date in the history of our country. And thank you very much. Thank you very much for being here.
Did you talk to Garcia's family, President Trump? Would you accept former Haley's donors?
So President Trump and the former First Lady Melania walking into the fundraiser. We'll be back with more Fox Report in just...
Moving on. This is a breaking story. Refresh for updates. There are no updates. This is, you know, the most recent. Now let's hop over to, like, some of these other articles, shall we? Because I got one more I do want to read through. Let's see. Now right over here, you have Trump aims to trounce Biden's record. This is the older... These were the articles I was going to read before the weekend came, but I didn't get around to it. Technical difficulties. All honesty, I'm probably just going to get rid of this computer I mainly use. I got one of those Mac desktop things, you know, the iMac, whatever you call them. Not the laptop, but like the computer monitor. I buy all my shit secondhand. I got this from my brother. It's a 2009. I think it's just kind of on its last legs. It takes forever to process the smallest of shit, so... You know, I'll probably just chalk it up, buy another secondhand, slightly newer. I don't believe in giving Apple money directly. I'll buy you secondhand Apple products and then go from there. That being said, old articles. Trump aims to trounce Biden's record of 26 million haul at up-and-coming Florida fundraiser. We feel really good. Former president's campaign doesn't expect to match Biden dollar for dollar, but touts, quote, Trump is a ratings and click juggernaut. Weird caption, because more than double. And we remember, we just went through all that. So let's check this out. Now, Biden's event did get fucking crashed by protesters, which was wild and fun to watch. I watched just a wee bit of this video. It seems like it's a decent synopsis of what happened with the Obama and Bill Clinton, Epstein's best friend, a fundraiser with O'Biden.
I'm Will Kane, in for Laura Ingram, and this is a special edition of The Ingram Angle from New York City tonight. To the rescue, Barack Obama, former president, is reportedly making near constant calls to the White House. Panic seems to be setting in that Joe Biden is going to lose the election, but it doesn't stop at just phone calls. In minutes, right across the street from where I am right now, Biden will be flanked by not only Barack Obama, but Bill Clinton for a star-studded fundraiser. In fact, let's go live to Radio City Music Hall, where Fox's Nate Foy is standing by with the details. Nate.
Will, the energy is rising right now. This fundraiser just 30 minutes away from starting at Radio City Music Hall, where President Joe Biden is there alongside former presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Tons of money being raised as a result of this fundraiser. The Biden campaign says $25 million. Tickets to the event are as little as $225 and as much as $500,000 just to get inside. There's different tiers and you get different things for how much you pay. I'll get into that momentarily. But take a look at our live camera right now. As you can see, this funding boost for the Biden re-election campaign is not coming without some drama. Hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters have flanked the Radio City Music Hall. Where you're looking right now is on 6th Avenue, where hundreds of protesters are out right now chanting, you are not welcome, Joe Biden. I'm looking at a sign right now that says, defend the Palestinians, defend Gaza, defeat U.S.-Israel genocidal war. We also had this moments ago that we captured of the protesters chanting. Listen here. Will, President Joe Biden landed in New York City today with former President Obama. Tonight's fundraiser comes after months of pressure on Biden for his support of Israel. The main event at tonight's fundraiser will be a conversation between President Biden, Obama, and Clinton, moderated by late-night talk show host Stephen Colbert. Oof. A picture with all three presidents will cost $100,000, and I mentioned those entrance, a 250...
First off, that's such bullshit. They're public figures. You know what I mean? That's fucking retarded. Jesus. Did they at least sniff you?
$500,000 tickets will get you into separate private receptions after the main event. The event will be hosted by actress Mindy Kaling. A lot of celebrities here. There's going to be musical performances from Queen Latifah as well as Lizzo starting again at 7:30. But right now outside, a lot of people are singing very different chants motivated by a very different opinion of President Joe Biden. We'll send it back to you, Will.
You know, Nate, they say a picture speaks 1,000 words. That video speaks millions of words. A star-studded celebrity event at $500,000 a ticket inside, outside the images on your screen. Thank you so much, Nate Foy. Right, joining me now is Ari Fleischer, former White House press secretary, and Ben Domenech, editor-at-large of The Spectator. Both are Fox News contributors. So, Ari, what do you make of this? You see what's happening inside this star-studded event, and you see what's taking place outside the Biden-Obama-Clinton fundraiser.
Well, the first thing I make of it is, get ready, Republicans. You are going to get out-fundraised all year long. The fact of the matter is, Will, the Ooh. Democrats have become the party of the rich.
He's right. It is the party of the rich, but ooh, buddy. And that's the thing. Like, the arguments about Trump not fundraising as much as Joe Biden, it's kind of a toss-up, right? Because while Trump is actually competitively fundraising, he's having to put a lot of his money towards his legal fees and dealing with a lot of independent little individual, you know, grievance suits. So, if you want to argue, there are some stats that seem to be showing that Donald Trump is actually out fundraising Joe Biden. And especially when you break it down, you look at people who are receiving grassroots fundraising versus people who are receiving large corporation fundraising. Joe Biden is receiving the large corporation and the billionaire financing, whereas Donald Trump is raking in the most of any campaign, of any politician in American history right now, from small, independent, grassroots donors. Again, very old-school Tea Party-style fundraising there, and it seems to be yielding results, and we will get into that very shortly, because I have an update on how the RNC did last month, and it's fucking wild already. So, yeah, technically, sure, Democrats are out fundraising Donald Trump, but that's only because of the legal battles and whatnot. But when you look at merch being sold, you look at fundraisers, you look at events and rallies and gatherings like the sort, turnout for those is much bigger on the right than it is on the left. And especially, because I pulled this article I was going to go through later on, something the media is really, really bugging about right now. Is it this one? Yeah, right here. Trump's events aren't drawing big protests this year. Instead, Biden is facing public ire. Yeah, and here's the thing. I've been to tons of Trump rallies, and Trump rallies aren't really places where people go and get riotous and throw a fucking fit. January 6th. At least we finally agree that's just a fucking riot that got out of hand. So, you know, hey, progress on your side, bud. But. I've never really seen violent riots at a Trump rally. I've been to ones in Ohio, Arkansas, Illinois, you know, all over. Filmed them, took pictures out of them, interviewed people there. I haven't really seen much violence at those rallies. The most I've seen is, like, people who are smoking a joint in line get pulled out by security, and then they get dragged off yelling and screaming about it. That's happened only, like, twice ever. And it was the same group of people at the same event, so. That kind of shit does happen. You get, like, the libertarians who come in and be fun. Be fun. But that's about it. However, Democrat events have always been places where I've seen riots. Look at all the DNC events over the years. Like, look at Chicago, what happened in 97. Mass riots. And then back in the 60s, same thing. Mass riots in Illinois. That's why right now the DNC coming back for the first time in, what, 10 years? 15 years? They're actually starting to panic because they're like, oh, we need to get security beefed up. We need to get these police heavily armed again. Everyone's worrying about riots and shit. And now all these pro-Palestine activist groups and these large NGO groups, which finance, like, all the shirts, stuff that these pro-Palestine groups wear, like, all these t-shirts and shit, are financing these people and paying their bail, and they're going out to these Democrat events and raising hell. Smashing shit, getting into fights, X, Y, and Z. The left is tearing itself apart. The progressive left, which is the smaller but driving voters, they're just not showing up. They're not showing up for volunteer work. They're not showing up to vote. Instead, they're showing up to riot and smash shit on their own political side. all that anger and wrath that the Democrats used in 2020 to get elected is now coming full circle to bite them in the ass. While they panic for event and event after event, Biden event after event, keeps getting rioted. Keeps getting shit where people are yelling or screaming, throwing shit at the stage, calling him Genocide Joe. You see these clips going viral anytime there's an event. Hillary Clinton goes and speaks for Trump or speaks for Biden. Any one of these guys. There's always someone yelling in the crowd, and the crowds are getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger of not even dissenters, detesters. People who hate their own side to the point where they're just become spoils. And you know what? People like me, people like... Shit, I think even Sam Cedar called this shit not too long ago. I can't stand the Majority Report. But you get some decent insights on what, like, the retard left's thinking. Now, yeah, you cheered it on. And now it's coming to bite you. The whole unicorn theory, right? The horseshoes theory. Went around, and now it's looping back towards you. That being said, let's wrap this clip up and continue on the last couple articles.
Democrats actually defeat Republicans now among those who earn more than $100,000 a year. Those are now Democratic voters. They used to be Republican. Now they're overwhelmingly Democratic voters. And when you look at all the different labor unions, service employee unions, the infrastructure of the Democratic Party, the super PACs, not to mention the event tonight, across the board, the Democrats, because of their rich contributors, are going to outraise Republicans. Republicans are going to have to work real hard, and it's a wake-up shot, a warning to anybody who wants Republicans to win, that they're going to have to contribute, they're going to have to work hard, because the Democrats hold the cards, they've got the advantage.
I appreciate that analysis, Ari, and I hope not to be naive of the role of money and donors in politics, but then what we also see on the screen is a problem in the left flank of the Democrat Party. We know that Joe Biden has very little hope of persuading anyone, I would suggest, to the center-right of the country, and that leaves independents. And that leaves, I think, this poll. Take a look at this, and what is Joe Biden's biggest accomplishment over the first 4 years of his presidency? The number one answer, Ben, nothing. Now, that, I think, speaks to independents, Ben. I mean, they will try to make an argument that it's the economy, but if everyone is sitting here going, what has he done? Nothing. That's got to play as big of a role as money and donors.
You know, it's a huge problem for them. Ari's right that the Republicans are facing a really daunting task here because they are going to get out fundraised. They are going to see the big money going to the Democrats, and the fact that, you know, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama are linking arms to save Joe and potentially save, you know, Obama's legacy with him, you know, is something of significance. I do think it's kind of desperate for them to be turning to Stephen Colbert and Mindy Kaling. I think that, you know, if they had gone to Radio City a couple weeks ago when Shane Gillis was selling it out, they would actually hear some good comedy. But I do think that in this instance, it's a sign of how much they are going to pull out all the stops to try to prevent former President Trump from returning to power. And we shouldn't underestimate it. But that progressive flank that you mentioned, that's a real problem for them. And it's one that they're very scared of. You can see it in the images that you see out there in the streets. These are not people who are going to be won back easily. And it's why this White House has been tying itself in knots over the Israel issue over the past several weeks in ways that have, you know, put them in impossible situations, really, because they are saying one thing publicly, one thing behind the scenes. John Kirby's trying to spin on their behalf.
Right.
And I don't think that it's actually working. I think they really are putting themselves in a bad position.
So Ari, back to you on this. So let's talk about what that money, how that money could be used. So the Biden administration, I think, has now 3 years of convincing the American public that reality is not reality, that they want to control perception. That's part of the fight against misinformation. But they also need to create an alternative reality, and we hear them talking about the economy. It seems to be landing on deaf ears, by the way. Take a look at this poll as well, asking people if they feel better off than they were 4 years ago. And the overwhelming answer there, again, is no. People do not feel better off. In fact, they feel 52% worse off than they did 4 years ago. But that money will be designed to, again, try to control people's minds, try to control perception, Ari.
Well, it will be used in the $1 billion campaign that Joe Biden is promising, which will dwarf anything that Donald Trump's going to be able to put together, to convince the American people that that which they know, that which they feel, that which they measure at their dinner table, rising rents, rising food, all those things that they touch tangibly are wrong. That the economy is actually really good, the economy's getting better, and costs are coming down. They're going to try to fool just enough people to win their votes for Joe Biden to win. You know, that's what any campaign does, political campaign. You spend money to convince the voters that you need to get. And they're going to get a huge boost in that, Will, from the media. You can already see it, where the media loves to run up the stories about saying the economy is much better than people think, and that people are better off now than they were 4 years ago, even though polling shows that most people think they're not. So between the money they raise, the media boost they get, this is the heart of Joe Biden trying to claw his way back to the White House, hopefully, in his opinion, trying to beat Donald Trump.
And
that's where the money will go.
I think what we're seeing with this marshalling of celebrities and the inclusion of Obama and Clinton is there an attempt to make a selection about something other than Joe Biden. Ari, Ben, thank you guys so much for being on the Ingram Bank.
Okay, well, that's wrapping up. Now, I'm not even bothered with the article you want to read. It'll be in the description below. Let's stop over here. Trump allies hope to raise $40 million. You know, and then you got over here, right? So this right here is CBS News. Mainstream media had their own prediction about how much they thought he would raise. And you hop over here, you know, you get to the two mainstream media, right? Mainstream televised media for the left, $40 million. What did, you know, less mainstream but online mainstream left predict? They're predicting $43 million. Note, the left and mainstream media were predicting much higher fundraising turnout for Trump at this Palm Beach event than any of the right-wing media. The right-wing media was like, oh, $40 million, you know, $35 million, something like that. Left media was like, 43, 45, you could get almost $50 million. Trump exceeded $50 million. Not by a whole lot, but by a little bit. And I find this all very, very fucking funny. But the best part about this, right? How about the RNC? Trump the candidate is fundraising just fine. Just fine. Keeping his head above water and keeping some shit in the green for campaign events. Not mention doing rallies and doing all this great shit while doing these court battles. So Trump seems to be doing just fine. The more they indict him, the more people you seem to unite behind him. The point where I'm seeing people, who I've talked about this before, people I know who are on all kinds of different lines and shit, but they all had one thing in common. They were anti-Trump or they voted for Biden last time around. They almost all have come around to voting for Trump. Either because the economy's good, was better, or because they got a stimmy check. Guess what demographic I'm talking about with that one. Pain in the ass. But you get all these little like, oh, you know, I thought he was part of their club, as if Joe Biden wasn't. But then I see how they're going after him, and that shit kind of hard, so now I'm backing him for that. You hear all these different reasons, but they'll boil down to a lot of people who supported Biden, no longer supported Biden, or I'm hearing people won't vote for Biden because they're just not going to try and vote because of the whole Israel-Palestine thing. Well, Trump's going to back Israel, Biden's going to back Israel, there's no way to vote for anybody who's not going to back Israel, RFK's pro-Israel, man, I'm just not going to vote, I'm going to stay home. Good. Fuck you, I don't care, stay home. Lol. Right? So that being said, Trump, the candidate's doing fine, but how about the RNC? How is the RNC doing now that it's completely switched hands? Ronna McDaniel is out. By the way, go on my Twitter. Go to the replies and see some of like this stupid shit. I tried to explain to a bunch of people, like, the whole McDaniel's going to NBC News. They have her own little punditry show. It's not really as deep as everybody wanted it to be. They're like, oh, it's, they're selling out. Oh, no, they're going right wing. Oh, no, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no. Stop. Stop. It's not that deep. Like, 20 years ago, like, this is how I put it. Like, 20 years ago, there was a show on Fox News called Hannity and Combs, where you had this sort of soft left type, this sophist city type named Combs, who was basically there to be meek and get screamed at by Sean Hannity. And I said that's what Ronna McDaniels is going to be there for, to be, like, their version of Combs, but from the right. Soft right. And, oh my god, the amount of wrath. People are like, oh my god, you fucking, that's nothing like that. It's like, whoa, hold up. And I'm looking at these accounts, I'm like, half of y'all don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about when I say Hannity and Combs. It's retarded. But go look at my comments on X. It's at Inside FOR Walls. But how is the RNC doing? Let's hop on over and find out. Oh, wrong article. Right here. Trump campaign. RNC triple fundraising in March to $65.6 million. Okay, between Trump and the RNC, you're minding that's over $100 and some change million, right? Giggity. Damn. $100 million some change in less than 30 days ain't nothing to turn your fucking head up. That's a collective sum, by the way. Now, I know the RNC is going to have to dole this money out equally amongst different campaigns, some more than others because of, like, embattled states, X, Y, and Z. But across the board, more and more red areas are popping up in blue counties or in blue states. As more counties in blue states turn red, you're going to see a lot less of this money having to be spent in those darker blue areas, giving up more money to be spent in other campaign cycles. So, Trump campaign, RNC triple fundraising in March, to $65.6 million by Kanaska Sign, April 3rd, 2023. This is Wild, updated 6 days ago. Washington, April 3rd, Reuters. The election campaign of former U.S. President Donald Trump and the Republican National Committee said on Wednesday they raised over $65.6 million in March, more than three times the amount raised in February. Why is this important? Democrat Joe Biden's re-election campaign has routinely surpassed Trump's in fundraising ahead of November 5th election. Mind you, again, that ties into legal battles, because with Trump being the front runner, even though he's not using as much of the RNC's money as people are claiming he is, the RNC still is giving him money for his legal fees, which is completely within their boundaries to do because he is the front runner and the nominee for their party, which means they are supposed to financially support him. Look, if it was any other candidate on the GOP or the DNC side being supported by the RNC or the DNC, you know they would be reaching as deep into that DNC coffer as possible. The fact that Trump's just taking bare minimum off the top, and even that's alleged reporting. I need to dig further into that to know for certain how much it is. But there is at least a report that he is taking some money from the RNC. The RNC's job is to support him and any GOP candidate for state, Senate, Congress, X, Y, and Z. So people tripping out about that's a little weird. But most of that money that Trump's using for his legal fees comes from individual fundraising events that he himself is holding, or donor money directly to him. Continuing on, it's really a non-point I just brought up for no reason. The March figures released by Trump and the RNC showed a rise in Trump's fundraising after last year's rival for the Republican nominee, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, dropped out of the presidential race early in the month. Biden's campaign has not yet disclosed its fundraising figure for March, but organizers said that they raised $25 million in single high-profile events in late March. Meaning, with March's fundraising, the Trump campaign and RNC said they ended the month off with $93.1 million cash on hand. Trump's campaign, together with a joint fundraising committee, pulled over $20 million in February, compared to more than $53 million raised by the Biden's re-election efforts that month. Again, the switch, right? New management, actually focused on winning, actually with a new tactic for winning, versus McDaniels, who is literally there to be she's a spoiler. She's there to sabotage the right on behalf of the unit party that her and her father represent. If she was really such a principled conservative, do you think she would have rushed to mainstream media like NBC for a fucking news job? Or MSNBC for a news job? Get the fuck out of here. Moving on. Trump's campaign, together with a joint fundraising committee and over $20 million in February, raised Biden's campaign, had over $155 million cash on hand at the end of February. Trump aims to raise $33 million, as we know, with that $33 million, that turned into $50.5 million at his April 6th fundraiser, a source familiar with the Republican plans, said last month. Context: Democrat candidates have raised more money in support of White House bids than their Republican counterparts in all election cycles after 2004. Money, however, is not always a prediction of success. Trump beat Democrat candidate Hillary Clinton in 2016, even though she raised far more cash than he did, and he spent far less to beat her. Biden and Trump will compete in an election rematch that opinion polls suggest will be extremely close. Trump currently leads Biden in six battleground states, according to the Wall Street Journal. Not only that, he leads in most of the non-swing states, which include former blue states. Florida was a swing state, hard red. Even with the shenanigans going on with all the weird registries going on in Texas, red still. You also have a bunch of little historically blue states flipping red. Ohio's no longer a swing state. Ohio's red. Illinois, not red yet, but there is that percentage rising. Again, I've said before, black voters inherently are more conservative. It's just the black vote is the most disenfranchised group of voters on the planet. Shout out to Lyndon B. Johnson. Demoralized who for 200 years and have who voted Democrat for 200 years? Weird quote, LBJ. Continuing on. Biden and Trump will compete. Continuing on. Report by, it's the end of this article. All right. That really brings us to the end of this episode, too. So yeah, let's see. You know, they brought on, you know, he's not officially hired on, but they got Scott Presser doing volunteer work with the RNC now, so he's adjacent to them. They're reaching out to a lot of great figures. And hell, the night Laura Trump took over, someone donated a $100,000 check. Bam. So, new management is in. Now, will this actually change anything? It's already looking like it has and it will, but we'll keep an eye on it. You know, we're still about 6 months off from the election. A lot can happen in 6 months, especially the closer we get as both sides start fighting harder and harder and potentially dirtier and dirtier. We know one side's fighting as dirty as it can. We don't know how hard they'll escalate it. But the Trump side, they keep their hands pretty clean so far. But we all know Trump's willing to get real fucking, you know, do some rib shots leading up to the October, leading through October and September into November. Trump's going to get some good rib shots in. The campaign ads are going to get pretty fucking well, especially now with the Ashley Biden diary becoming such a topic of conversation right now. Who knows where that will fucking go. That being said, I've been here, James Madison. This, of course, has been Inside Four Walls, and I will talk to you later. Side note, I'm uploading some old archive stuff. Old episodes that had no visual to go with them. I'm just putting some, like, royalty-free gaming footage over the background, like a little screenshot of the old thumbnail in the corner of that. I'm going to do that right now, just because I'm figuring out some stuff. I want to start uploading old, like all the new, C-SPAN style stuff again, too, but, you know, just figure out what I can and can't do right now. That being said, talk to y'all later. Diddly deuces.